This morning we have joining us here in our studios, Atlantic Mayor Grace Garrett.
Good morning.
A little bit about how things are coming back to life here in the community. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you, Jim?
Good. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. I mentioned the seasons are finally starting to turn. Seems like April was kind of a waste of everything, but May is here and things are warming up and looking up. We're mowing again. It's getting back to that time of the year. So do things kind of spring to life as far as the city of Atlantic goes too?
I believe they are. They absolutely are. And like we said, April showers bring May flowers, so hopefully we're going to be seeing more flowers out and about.
We've sure seen some more grass already, haven't
we? Yes, we have. Everything's starting to green up, which is becoming more beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of times when we see the nice weather again, we start to think of outdoor things, obviously, and that leads us to kind of like park and recreation, for example.
Oh, yes.
So they start to, they never slow down, but it seems like there's a lot more visible activity going on there this time of the year.
Yes, absolutely. And with that, they never stop working, so to speak, all year long, like you said. But now that things are greening up and grass is needing to be mowed and trees are needed to be tended to and getting ready for the pool to open, the outdoor pool, they are busy with all of that starting up, yes.
And they need some extra hands?
They sure do. They sure do. We're still taking applications for lifeguards and concession stands. And if anyone's interested, please contact Bryant or Jeff over at the Parks office. And I say it like this, if you want to know more about the pay and the perks, contact them. I'm sure they'd love to hear from you.
All right. Well, the park and rec folks can't mow everyone's lawn. We've got to take care of those on our own. And we need to. Now that it's back in action, we need to get into that habit again and keep things looking good.
Absolutely. And just recently, the council has voted to lower the grass height from 12 inches to 9. So now's a good time to start getting that under control. I believe this weekend's supposed to be beautiful, so this is a good time to start, 1st of May.
Got a lot of rain here lately, and we haven't said that in a while, so
yes.
That grass has grown rapidly here, too. So we just need to take care and take after that, and we don't want to turn neighbor against neighbor and have people turning folks in for things like that, but if you could just kind of watch out for your area, the corner of the world, all it takes is one tough yard to make the whole neighborhood look shaggy.
Yes, and with that, on the positive note, if you take the lead and are the one that's working in your yard, hopefully other people will see you out working and they'll take note of it and get outside as well. So, and that's what we really want to encourage our residents to do, is really start looking at their properties and doing what they can to maintain their properties and giving it their attention.
You bet. We all want to be in a winning team.
Absolutely.
So let's join the winning team.
Yes.
Let's talk housing a little bit too, Grace, because we've seen some activity, some dirt being moved in some different locations. We've heard about some projects again. It seems in a small town like ours to go in a cycle. We get some times where it seems like there's been a lot of work that goes on, and then there seem to be times when not so much. We're kind of in an upswing there again, too, because housing is definitely a need.
Absolutely. Yes, we are pretty much in a building phase already. Over on Redwood, if any of you have been over that way, you're going to see some dirt being moved, and that is the location where the Boost project is being developed. That is a development off of Redwood. And also, the city has agreed to buy the Comas property, and we are working with that transaction right now, and the lots that we can get developed over there will be great news. We have interest in that as well as Marty's project. Also, we have infill lots throughout the city that are available, and we have interest in those. And with infill lots, that truly is a win-win for an individual that would like to put up a home and live in it. It must be owner-occupied. It cannot be a rental, owner-occupied. But with that, that lot truly is ready to build. The infrastructure's there, utilities, things of that nature. So that truly is a win-win for someone that's looking for a piece of property, and that can actually be bought from the city to build a house on for $1.
So you actually have some different options for folks to consider.
We absolutely do. There's a list on the website for the city, and if you have questions about where those lots are available and where they might be located, just give the city a call, and we can give you some information on that.
As you know, people start going, when they hear any governmental agency involved in something like that, they immediately start thinking, hoops? How many hoops and hurdles do I have to jump through and jump over? Is it a pretty easy process to get the ball rolling?
It is. It is a process, but I would say the interested parties do have an application that they need to complete, and then that will go to a committee and then to the city council for approval for sale for that type of project. I don't think it is too onerous, but I do believe it is a process that needs to be carried out.
Well, it's another option for folks to look into.
Yes, it provides a few.
So.
Yes.
And hopefully the market stays strong. You know, we've all seen things happen with the price of housing going up, and that was when interest rates were going down. Now interest rates are rapidly going up. It's nothing that we can control here locally. Unfortunately, some forces outside of here are causing inflation and interest rate rising and those types of things. So is there a fear that that could do damage to a local housing project like that, or are you optimistic this will still work out well?
I am very optimistic because I believe we are showcasing Atlantic as a place to live, to be able to build a home on, and still keep your good-paying job that you may have elsewhere, because we do know that people are working remote. We do know that people are traveling back and forth. They're commuting. They're willing to do that if they can live in a small town, raise their families in a small community. And so that truly is an advantage for Atlantic to be able to offer this type of housing on different levels.
Okay, very good. So if folks want to know more about that and take advantage of some of those opportunities, just call. Check the website. Do what you got to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very good. Well, and you mentioned City Hall. We've seen some changes here recently in staffing and things at in the City Hall structure. How's that all going?
Things are going very well. And our new police chief is very active, and our assistant police chief. And we're looking at adding an additional police officer, which will in turn get our staff up to full capacity. And we're looking forward to having a full staff here in the next little while, and it's going very well.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, we mentioned up front the things coming alive again this time of the year. Well, that usually means street work, too. You know, you know the joke here in Iowa. We only have two seasons, winter and road construction.
Yes.
So I assume within the city boundaries, road construction, as we've already kind of seen with a few detours and things here, we've seen some state work and county work. I assume we're going to see some city work this year.
Yes, we will. And that is one thing that I am very proud of for our city, is how well we do maintain our streets. I was just sharing with someone this week about having visited another community, and as I looked at their streets, not to throw anyone a bad word, but to say I was so proud to think that we are able to maintain what we have and we're not willing to jeopardize that just for the sake of something else. Yeah. And so I'm very encouraged by that. But yes, we will be seeing some improvements for sure.
Well, we all have our warts.
Yes.
It's part of living in an area where you have four seasons.
Absolutely. That is so true.
As hard as concrete is, it doesn't last forever. So
that is true.
Be aware of those, and we'll see some of that activity going on here very soon as well. Well, very good. Well, we talked about a range of issues and things here, too. But just opportunities are out there, too. I know there are different types of grant programs and some different things that we're going to be seeing here very soon that are going to help individuals but help the greater good, too.
We have, as a city and with business owners stepping up wanting to apply for grants, mm-hmm. We have had a lot of help from SWPCO in that area. And they have done a great job helping our business owners find grants to improve their businesses downtown. And so we're looking forward to seeing if we will be granted some of those monies that are available. And then also with our new housing project, I continue to call it the Comus property, the grant we will apply for, we just spoke about it at the council meeting the other evening, we're going to be applying for a grant to help with the infrastructure of that community development, and in that we'll also have a trail. So we're excited about that, to see what our city is granted. So there are several grants out there that business owners and the city have applied for.
It seems like so much of what we do anymore, when we try to do any type of development in the area, it seems like there's always some sort of a recreational angle to it as well. Is that by design?
That is so much of what is coming down from the government for health and well-being, that towns are really starting to get even more so on board with that. And our city has so many great trails within our city and our bike paths and things of that nature that to us it almost becomes second nature to include that so that we can offer that opportunity for others to also see Atlantic as a destination.
Very good. Well, we're seeing more and more activity out there these days, too.
Yes,
aren't we
are.
Thankful for that?
Yes, we are. We are ready.
Atlantic Mayor Grace Garrett, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Jim. I always appreciate your time, and thank you, Atlantic. Have a great day.